Have you ever been asked a simple question in English like, how was your day? And suddenly, your brain just stops working. You know the words, you know the grammar, but you're not sure what people actually say in real life. So in this video, I'm going to show you 10 very common small talk questions you'll hear in everyday English. And for each one, I'll give you a positive answer and a natural negative answer. By the end, you'll have plenty of ready-made phrases you can use the next time someone starts a conversation. Number 1. How was your day? This is probably one of the most common questions in English. A positive answer would be, it was good actually, pretty productive. And negative, honestly, a bit stressful. People rarely give long answers here, just a quick summary of the day. How's work going? This is common between colleagues and friends. A positive would be, it's going well, I've been pretty busy, but in a good way. And negative, it's been a bit hectic lately. You'll notice something interesting here. Even negative answers are usually slightly softened. What have you been up to lately? This question means, what have you been doing recently? This question often leads to a longer conversation if you want it to. A positive answer, not too much, just working and catching up with friends. And negative, honestly, not much. It's been a pretty quiet week. Did you have a good weekend? This one usually appears on Mondays, sometimes too early in the morning. A positive answer would be, yeah, it was great. I got to relax a bit. And negative, it went by way too quickly. That's actually a very common way to say the weekend wasn't long enough. Number 5. How's everything going? This is very general and friendly. A positive answer would be, everything's going pretty well, thanks. And negative, it's been a bit of a mixed bag, to be honest. That phrase, a mixed bag, means some things are good and some aren't. Number 6. What are you doing this weekend? People ask this when they're making conversation or sometimes when they're thinking about making plans. A positive answer, I'm meeting some friends and probably going out for dinner. A negative, nothing exciting, probably just staying in and relaxing. And honestly, staying in and relaxing is often the best plan anyway. Have you been busy? A very typical workplace question. A positive answer, yeah, quite busy actually, but it's been good. And negative, not really, it's been a bit slow lately. You'll notice that a bit appears in a lot of English answers. It softens the tone. How are things? This one is very casual. A positive answer would be, things are going well, thanks. And negative, they've been a little bit challenging recently. Again, people usually avoid sounding overly dramatic in small talk. Did anything interesting happen today? This question is common between friends and partners. A positive would be, actually, yeah, I had a really interesting meeting. Or negative, not really, it was a pretty typical day. Sometimes typical is the most honest answer. And finally, number 10, how have you been? This is often used when you haven't seen someone for a while. A positive would be, I've been really good, thanks. Or negative, I've been better, to be honest. You might recognize that phrase. It's a polite way to say that things aren't great. So today we looked at 10 very common small talk questions. The key thing to remember is that small talk answers are usually short, natural, and slightly softened, especially if they're negative. You don't need to give a full life story, just a quick, friendly response. And if this video gave you some useful phrases for real life conversations, feel free to like the video and subscribe for more practical English tips. Thanks for watching, and next time someone asks, "How's your day going?" at least you won't panic.